From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, February 4th. A former Reading police officer is suing the city over wrongful termination following sexual harassment allegations. Tonight, the Reading City Council will take up the matter in a closed session at its meeting. According to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight, former officer September Weinhoff filed the $4 million suit in late fall. She alleges that she was, quote, subjected to debilitating sexual harassment and retaliation. Weinhoff says colleagues spread rumors that she was sexually involved with several fellow officers. She also says she was further subjected to unwarranted disciplinary actions after making her complaints. In 2023, Weinhoff pulled over an unnamed district attorney for driving under the influence, and the DA was subsequently fired. Weeks later, she was written up for making a wrongful arrest and was also terminated. She believes that action was retaliation. The former officer was employed by the Reading Police Department for less than a year. The case is scheduled to go to court later this year. In other news, people could spend less in the future on parking in downtown Chico. The City Council is considering implementing a first-hour free program downtown. It is one of the few areas of the city that enforces parking fees. City Council member Tom Van Overbeck requested the agenda item.
Trying to encourage people to come downtown, and so being able to park for free for an hour is not a huge deal, but it's all part of the experience that makes it easier to come downtown.
Overbeck proposed making the first hour of parking for two-hour parking spots free. He says this will encourage more people to come downtown. The City Council will discuss the agenda item at tonight's meeting. And finally, the sport of professional wrestling has seen a rise in popularity in recent years, often on TV. But North State residents don't have to rely on their TV sets to get in on the action. Over the weekend, hundreds of fans attended a local wrestling event in Oroville. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
If you've never watched pro wrestling before, it's acrobatic and heavy hitting. Wrestlers flip in the air, hoist each other over their heads, and come crashing down on the mat with terrifying force. Pro wrestling is also theatrical. The good guys, or baby faces, square off against the heels, villains and punks everyone loves to hate. Sometimes the baby face comes out on top to thunderous applause, or maybe the heel wins the match by some dirty trick, feeding into their villainous status. The winner is whoever can pin their opponent down until the ref counts to three. Pro Championship Wrestling broadcasts matches online every other week from its headquarters in Yuba City. Wrestlers with WWE and other major promotions trained with PCW in the past. Every few months, it puts on larger premiere shows for larger crowds at venues across the North State. PCW executive producer Doc Haywood says the appeal is universal.
We are telling one of the most primal stories ever. Here's two guys that don't like each other, and they get into an altercation, and something's going to happen. It's Cain and Abel. Every night for us.
PCW's February premiere show, Last Man Standing, takes place in the Oroville Convention Center gym. The center of the room is taken up by the giant green and black wrestling ring, surrounded by the iconic three ropes used to catapult wrestlers during matches. The room fills with a few hundred fans, many holding handwritten signs praising or insulting a wrestler with the company. The night begins with a series of one-on-one and tag team matches before ending in a 30-person free-for-all battle royal. The matches begin. There are a series of fights leading up to the main event. Annabelle Montez is training with PCW and a member of a team of heels. She helps fire up the crowd before matches and is training to make her debut. She says seeing more professional female wrestlers with WWE has helped her love the sport and inspired her to start training.
Especially seeing stars like Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley, just strong, independent women. I was like, I want to be like them. And if I do what they're doing, maybe I won't break my face, so.
One of the most exciting matches of the night is a title match. The current holder and a contender fight for the title of PCW champion and the giant flashy belt that comes along with it. Whoever wins will have to defend it from the winner of the Battle Royal at the next premium event. Tonight's match is between wrestling personified Rick Luxury, the babyface, and the giant and intimidating Bad News Blakeslee, the heel and current PCW champion.
Put him down, Rick! Put him down!
Rick Luxury puts up a good fight, but is bested by Blakeslee, much to the dismay of the crowd.
PCW champion, Bad News Blakeslee!
But the title match is just an appetizer for the main event. The Battle Royal itself is chaotic. Every 90 seconds, another wrestler is added to the fight. What starts as a one-on-one quickly builds as 6, 7, 8 wrestlers cram into the ring to duke it out. It's pure chaos, and the crowd can't get enough of it. Dickie Dakin, a beloved babyface from Marysville, ends up winning, seemingly against all odds. He was the first one in the ring and outlasted all 29 other competitors. In a few months, he'll be the next to face off against Bad News Blakeslee for a chance to win the PCW Championship title. After the matches are over, the wrestlers emerge to greet their fans or antagonize their haters. Bad News Blakeslee says the latter is what gives him strength.
Their boos are my happy place. When I get out here and I see the children crying and running, that's what I thrive on. I want them to hate me just as much as I hate them.
He says his next goal is to shut up all the Dickie Dakin fans who cheered for him tonight. He says he'll be bringing the violence to defend his title at the next major show in April. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
And those were your headlines for Tuesday, February 4th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.